takeoff checklist here. So, flaps are up, radios are set, mixed gear is set, lights are on, seat belts are on, transponder is set, and I just call the tower when we get close enough. Go ahead and move us up a little bit more.
That is Tim Swindle, a pilot instructor at the Double Eagle Aviation Summer Flight Camp. He's sitting in the co-pilot seat of a Cessna 172, and I'm in the back seat of the small four-seater plane. Okay. Our pilot isn't old enough to drive a car.
My name is Noah Smith, and I am 14, and I homeschool.
He's about to enter ninth grade, and this is only the second time he sat in the pilot's chair. Noah is one of about a dozen middle schoolers participating in a week-long aero camp in Tucson. He's quietly taking direction from his flight instructor during takeoff, which goes smoothly. Then we get to about 5,000 feet and we make a steep turn. A very steep turn that could make anyone feel sick.
Well, I do get the feelings in my stomach when I turn sharp. You'll get dizzy, you'll become very sick to your stomach, and we're pulling G's in the aircraft. That's causing your body to force pressure, you know, into your stomach, and it's sometimes very painful.
Just as the horizon starts to level off again, Noah makes a couple more turns.
And then return for a touch and go, where you will do a downwind approach, come in, parallel the runway, and then come in and make your final approach, touch down on the runway, and lift off again, and then come around and repeat the process.
He says in his week at the camp, he has learned that there are many components to flying a plane.
Well, you have to be very alert to fly. You're looking at all the controls, you're talking to the control tower, you're flying the plane, you're looking out for other planes. It's a very, very complex thing.
This is the last day of basic camp, and Noah is not the only one flying.
My name is Mackenzie Harrison. I'm 13, going on 14, and I go to Basis Flagstaff.
Mackenzie's also in the summer camp, learning what it takes to fly a plane.
It's pretty fun, unless it gets rough and bumpy in the airplane, then it's kind of scary.
The camp is put together by Tim Amalong, the owner and CEO of Double Eagle Aviation.
We do training from private all the way up to ATP, which is air transport pilot.
And now for the first time, he's training teams and pre-teams. Amalong says he's hosting the summer camp because he wants to introduce a younger generation to flying.
There's a real shortage of pilots out there in the industry, and also mechanics and air traffic controllers. So there's a lot of different aspects of these kids going through our camp. They can go to different avenues depending on what they want to do. If they don't like flying, they can be mechanics or ground crew in the aviation industry.
Amalong says the shortage of pilots is not for a lack of interest in the profession, but for an increase in flights.
A lot of the airlines are going to more efficient planes and smaller planes to be able to go into smaller airports and be a lot more diversified. And instead of having a 150 passenger 737 or 727, the fleet's getting older, so they're getting these regional jets that are like 50 passenger jets. Well, the 50-passenger jets have to have at least two crew members also, just like the 737. So you have to replace that with three regional jets that have 50 passengers with six crew members instead of two crew members, and then that multiplies. So, I mean, there's a lot more airplanes that are flying. They're just smaller airplanes and a lot more flights that are going on.
Amalong says foreign airlines are taking American pilots overseas because the pay is much higher compared to regional airlines. The camp, which costs about $400 per kid, teaches them not only about what makes an airplane fly, but also what careers are available in the industry. Amalong says one of the girls in the group wants to have a career flying planes for UPS or FedEx, while another wants to learn about aviation in the military.
And when they set their goals with that, it's just pretty awesome this young of age.
Amalong says anyone can start flying at any age, but flying solo can't be done until they're 16 years or older. 14-year-old Noah says he's looking forward to getting his pilot's license.
I don't know about flying for an airline or something like that, but I would really like to have my private pilot's license to where I could just go up and have fun.
But then you have to have a plane, no?
Right. And they're rather expensive.
So what are you going to do to get money to buy a plane?
I would like to join the Border Patrol. They have a few helicopters.
So in a few years, when Noah has his pilot's license, he says he'll take me around for another flight. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.